With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Many winter sports need heavy, wet snow to help build trails. That kind of snowfall has been largely missing from the Rhinelander area this winter. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Rhinelander has gotten about 37 inches of snow so far this year. That's more than a foot less than normal for this time of year. But it's not just the amount of snow that's different. It's the quality. We've seen a lot of the light, fluffy snow this winter. We've not been getting those heavy, wet snowfalls. Tim Allman is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service Green Bay.
We started off too warm for snow, and then we ended up too cold to make heavy, wet snow. So that's why we haven't really seen it in the area this year.
To get heavy snow, Allman explains you need a couple things. One is the temperature needs to be close to, but still below freezing. And then you need liquid mixing in with the snow to create larger snowflakes. Allman says the transition from an El Nino to a La Nina weather pattern at the beginning of winter could be partially to blame.
We get flow out of Canada, so that involves some drier air and the jet stream kind of bringing in things from the northwest. As a result of that, you also oftentimes will see fewer of the bigger cyclones that develop on the lee side of the Rockies that sometimes lift into the Great Lakes area. And so this year, we so far haven't seen a system like that, and oftentimes those are the ones that make a lot of the widespread, heavy, and often wetter snow because they have access to that warmth and moisture from the Gulf.
While the lighter snow certainly makes it easier on people's backs while shoveling, it can have an impact on local trails. Joel Knutson is a trail groomer for the Cashin Trails, maintained by the Rhinelander Area Silent Sports Association.
Powder is great fun to play around and ski in, but unfortunately, it's not conducive to good grooming for either silent or motorized sports because it has too much air into it and not enough structure in the snow to really pack in well. So it's been a challenge.
Knutson says trails are in pretty good condition, and this warm-up could actually help if there's a decent snowfall after it. And with this being the Northwoods, there's likely still more snow to come.
Well, the winter isn't over, so there certainly is still the potential.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A crash in Vilas County killed a snowmobiler near St. Germain over the weekend. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got a 911 call at 4:53 Saturday afternoon saying a snowmobiler had struck a tree. The accident happened along a curve on Trail 15 near Sweet Fern Lane in the township of St. Germain. CPR was started, but it was not successful, and the snowmobiler was pronounced dead. The name will be withheld until family members can be notified. The town of Minocqua will not implement its new parking plan this summer. The decision is in reaction to what it says is confusion and concern from people and business owners. The Minocqua Town Board had previously voted to create different parking zones in downtown Minocqua that would have different parking fee rates. It would only charge for parking after 1 hour and only during the peak tourism season. The funds generated would cover various maintenance costs related to the downtown area. Town Chairman Mark Hartsheim told WXPR it's been harder and harder to keep up with expenses, as Minocqua may be a town, but said it has big city expenses. The parking plan is now on hold. There's been a lot of misinformation circulating about the plan. With the busy summer season quickly approaching, the town board decided not to implement the parking plan this year. A notice on the town website says it's deferred until further notice. There will be no changes to downtown parking in 2025. The town says the extra time will allow it to step back and assess the objections and misconceptions that have come up. The town of Minocqua has laid out its parking plan and why it says it's needed on the town website. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. There are multiple artificial intelligence data centers planned for Wisconsin in the next few years, including one in Wisconsin Rapids. Mayor Matt Zacher says they were selected for a $200 million project for multiple reasons, including access to power.
They like to be able to say that, you know, a portion of their energy footprint is renewable energy because of the dams, which is a really good selling point.
Zacher says Wisconsin Rapids' history as a mill town helped because the electric infrastructure has been in place for years.
The size of the machines that were running and what it took to power those things up and keep them running 24/7 was just, it's just phenomenal. So the amount of infrastructure that's here is great.
Sanker says the city's own municipal power company has indicated they can step up production if needed as well.
And they have the connections and they have the know-how to be able to build that because they already know how to do it because they've been doing it for 100 years.
Digital Power Optimization will construct the 20-megawatt computing facility on land in the northwest part of Wisconsin Rapids, connecting to power from the Consolidated Water Power Company. The facility should be online by 2026. Data centers are also coming to areas near Kenosha and Sheboygan. Michigan Republicans have elected a state lawmaker to lead the Republican Party into the 2026 midterms. State Senator Jim Runstad won enough delegates Saturday after two rounds of voting to beat the other two candidates. That included Mershon Maddock, a loyal ally to President Donald Trump, who is charged with being a fake elector for Trump in the 2020 election. A number of competitive races are on the line in Michigan in 2026, including elections for the governor's office and a U.S. Senate seat. Runstad will also be tasked with building the party's strength, which is still recovering from a tumultuous period 2 years ago when its finances tanked under the leadership of a chair who was ushered in by grassroots Republicans. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.